Hey, good afternoon. Cable Corner Time on Pioneer Radio KSRQ. That, by the way, boys and girls, our very own Mark Johnson. Nah, maybe not. I've heard Mark play his trumpet, and this is not Mark Johnson. Luckily, Mark has a very good sense of humor, yes. Cable Corner Time, featuring the East Grand Forks Public Library, every Wednesday at 3:05 on Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ. The award-winning Campbell Library in East Grand Forks. And hello, Charlotte Helgeson.
Well, I have to tell you, I did play the trumpet.
Oh, you did?
I don't know if your listeners are aware of that.
Really?
So that didn't sound anything like me either.
You're an honest woman. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, last Wednesday, we recorded Campbell Corner early because you were so busy.
Right.
And in my busy schedule, my haste and all that, my work time, I mislabeled our conversation, and as a result, our conversation went to some cloud somewhere, never to be seen or heard from again. And so I apologize for that very much.
It was a great conversation.
It was a fantastic show.
You can just keep that thought in your mind.
One of our best ever
it really
in
was.
9 years. And so I feel really bad about that. And to make up for it, I have this, okay? There you go. I apologize.
And the remorse on your face matched it so well. You're forgiven.
Yeah. But that's that professional thing. I shouldn't be doing it. I did. But anyway, we're back on track today. So I'll be a good guy today. I won't blow it. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let's get down to business, shall we? This is the 23rd day of October. And our list of things to talk about. Number one, reminders. Okay. The Comics Book Club meets today, moments away at 3:30.
Right, Andrea is setting up. Anyone between or in the grades 3, 4, and 5 can join her to talk about Guts.
Pardon me?
Guts, which is a graphic novel written for that age group, about why sometimes our tummies get tense, why we are, you know, nervous, and what do you do if you're in school and you all of a sudden, you know, have a tummy ache, a real one, or... Well, they're all very real, but sometimes it's because you're all of a sudden stressed and sometimes...
Nervous, yes.
Right, or you ate something bad for breakfast. Who knows?
Who knows? Okay.
It should be fun.
Yeah, and that's today.
Yep.
At 3:30.
Yep, so if you're on the way, you know, out and about,
yeah,
stop by the library.
Yupper doodle. Okay, next topic under reminders. Tinkertown's tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it says here, Monster Art.
I know, and that is all that Andrea will give me.
You don't know more?
No.
You don't?
She snickered a little bit, and she grinned, and she said, we're doing art. And I said, really? Just what does that mean? And she said, Monster Art.
Well, Halloween's not too far away, right?
Well, it could be that.
Is it Halloween or Halloween? You're a librarian.
I would say Halloween.
Hello? All Hallows Eve.
Yes.
See, all comes back now.
I think that, you know, all these little pieces are connected.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And that's tomorrow at 4.
Right.
Monster Art. All right. Our third reminder. Were you scared? No.
I was.
We talked about this last week, which folks didn't hear. Census takers are required, needed right now for our upcoming census.
That's right.
In 2020.
On Friday, we will have Sheila there from the census people recruiting to get those who will come in and help. Because ideally, we do it online When that doesn't happen, they will send you a reminder.
Right.
And if that doesn't result in information from your household, then there will be people who go out and gather that information.
Mm-hmm.
You need people all the way along the line to help with that kind of thing. So at 10 o'clock on Friday until noon, Sheila from the census will be there. She has free giveaways. Don't know what they are.
Incentives.
Mm-hmm. And is there to answer questions and to help get people involved.
Might be a bit late, but I would suggest maybe Lefse, you know, a package of Lefse. I go.
Oh, for a package? One package does not go far.
No.
Yeah.
Well, per person. This too cheap, you know.
Wow.
All right, okay. So our three reminders again. Comics Book Club starts today at 3:30.
Right.
Moments away. Tinkertown tomorrow at 4, featuring Monster Art. And the census taker recruitments this Friday from 10 till noon.
Right.
All right. Number two, book club meets next Monday, October 28th, 6 p.m. Interesting topic here. I believe this is what, a book?
This is a book.
Okay. And the book is titled Something in the Water. Was that written by Keith Mickelseth? No. Catherine Stedman.
Yes.
Catherine Stedman. Okay.
And I have not read it, but it will be discussed as a group, and the people who have read it have loved it. A patron came in yesterday who doesn't usually read this kind of book. It's referred to as a thriller.
A thriller?
And she said she sat down and read it in two evenings. She was so involved.
Mm.
It's a couple on their honeymoon, and things don't go quite right. There you go. That is what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
And I mean, it's a scary part. I think the marriage honeymoon probably went okay.
That's the thing? No, a different thing?
There's a thriller part of it.
A different thing.
There's something in the water.
But the main thing went okay.
The marriage went okay.
Okay.
I think.
But the water's the problem.
That's okay. What it sounds like to me.
Yeah. Might be well water. You never know. Okay. Something in the Water by Catherine Stedman. Being discussed next Monday, 6 p.m. at Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're making great progress here. No thanks to me. Number three, new light bulbs at the library. Really?
Isn't that exciting?
Are they LEDs?
No. I can't tell you that is going all the way through the library yet. But our really big lights up in our ceiling, 21 feet in the air to our ceiling.
They're huge.
We have been slowly doing a couple bulbs at a time, replacing them, because we have to get a scissor lift in there, and it gets to be quite the project.
Yeah, the ladder won't work, right? Too short?
But we've changed, no ladders, right? We've changed the light bulbs this morning.
Oh.
And so all the lights will match. They will be nice and bright. And what I find fun is one of these really big lights went completely out a couple of months ago, and another one, half the lights in it, went out a couple of months ago.
Hmm.
But no one notices because we have so much natural light in the summer.
Oh, I see the design of the building, sure.
Now that we have darker days, shorter time with sunlight when it actually shows up,
mm-hmm.
people are saying, oh, it's kind of dark in here. So I just want to reassure everyone that, yes, there was a plan to replace it, but I did hold off until today. So the Storytime kids had a really good time watching the scissor lift go way up and change light bulbs.
Yeah. It may explain why sunglasses are being worn now at Campbell, too, right? We're talking big lighting there. That is huge and way up there.
It is. I think they'd make the best popcorn bowl because my arms wouldn't even go halfway around them.
Yeah, that goes back to the original building way back when, after the flood.
Yep. And I mean, it's important to maintain our buildings, but sometimes you can get away with a little bit of a stall, which is what we did.
Yes, all right, very good. Brand new light bulbs. Notice that when you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
New books. I see three on the counter, and they look very interesting. Let's hit number one here.
Number one.
Yes.
This is an example of someone, I feel, having put his foot in his mouth and then having to backtrack.
Is it about me? No?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think this would apply to you.
Yeah.
If you lived here, you'd be home by now. is the title.
Uh-huh.
Subtitle, Why We Traded the Commuting Life for a Little House on the Prairie.
This is by
Christopher Ingraham.
Pardon?
Ingram. I'm holding this book up so he can read
Ingram.
This.
Ingram.
I always want to pronounce every little group of letters
Ingraham.
As a syllable.
Ingraham.
That's how you spell it. Yeah. This is from a person who has to practice her spelling on a regular basis.
Like Wednesday when I was younger.
Comfortable. Beautiful.
I think we're drifting. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. No, Mr. Ingram?
So he found a list, a ranking of the America's 3,000 counties from ugliest to most scenic.
Really?
Yes.
Now, is this the gentleman that moved to a certain county in
Red
Minnesota? Red Lake County in Minnesota.
Yes.
Yeah, now I know
he tried
he
to put out to the world that the absolute worst place to live in America was
Red Lake County.
They challenged him.
They did.
Well, thank goodness Red Lake County knows enough to say, hey, you know, until you've actually been here, visited with us, experienced our lifestyle, where do you get off saying something like that?
Yeah. They got their backup.
And he took the challenge.
Oh.
Give him credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
And found that, wow, they're really great people that live there.
I think he was smothered in Minnesota nights. I think he was, you know.
Well, they introduced him to that concept, and he got it. Their humor was fun, and so he moved to Red Lake County. This is that story.
That's the book.
This is the book.
If you want to read about it, it's at Campbell Library.
Yes.
Nice. All right, book
and
one.
As I was walking out the door with it, Angela said, oh, someone just put another hold on it. I said, it'll be back.
Can I have it? No, I'll wait.
So that turned out with someone being, not very pleasant, and then actually experienced some very nice people.
Right.
This next book's a little bit different.
Okay.
This is called The Ghosts of Eden Park, and this is by Karen Abbott.
Is that near Bloomington? No. Different area. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So what it has written here is subtitles, The Bootleg King, The Women Who Pursued Him.
Mm.
And the murder that shocked jazz age America.
Wow, mystery.
So this gentleman, Remus, started out as a lawyer. I mean, he was hopefully going to be a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Found out he could make a whole lot more money bootlegging.
Yeah.
And did.
Mm.
Multimillionaire.
You know, there's a history of that, I believe, in East Grand Forks. Bootlegging.
They may very well have known him around here. It's true. In this time. there's an interesting history to East Grand Forks.
Oh, very interesting.
But this is all that is involved in trying to have a relationship between him and the attorney general. You know, we know you're making money. We know you're running with the big guys.
Yeah.
And prohibition was something that people were for and against. Yes, there were laws about it, but some kind of went with the laws and some did not.
Sure.
But here again, it's great information on relationships and power and money. Yeah. So
okay,
that's a good story.
All right, number three.
And this one, again, completely different. The Chinese Lady, Afong Moy, and Early America. And this is by Nancy E. Davis.
Hmm.
This young Chinese woman came to the United States as the face of a marketing practice.
Campaign,
that's the word. Thank you.
Okay.
And everyone knew her, and everyone wanted to meet her, and she became very, very popular.
Like Betty Crocker.
Yes. Except that
this
young lady's popularity didn't last.
Oh.
They didn't want to use her anymore in their marketing.
Mm.
People tried to support her for a little while. She fell out of that. She actually went into what at that time was called the almshouses, so the poor houses. P.T. Barnum took her on for a while. She was with the little Tom Thumb, you know, that they had. He was her partner in their show. That didn't last very long. So this is a woman who started out in China thinking to be I want to say a regular Chinese woman, had her feet bound, came to the United States, hit the high life, and then was dropped.
Interesting.
This is one of those stories that history just kind of leaves behind. So yeah. I found that very interesting. The good and the bad of America right there.
Another nugget. Three examples of new books. To find out more about the Campbell Library, what can folks do? Charlotte Helgeson.
They could call at 218-773-9121. Mm-hmm. They can go to our new website at egflibrary.org.
I've checked it out. Very nice.
Flashy.
Yeah, and that's the word for it, yeah, flashy.
And we're working on new bits and pieces all the time, so keep checking back.
Okay, or stop on by.
Or they can stop in, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Off to Murs Avenue by the main fire station. I think we're done. Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Campbell Corner, Wednesdays at 3:05, exclusively on Pioneer 90.1.